Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
It's Tony D here on the nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio as we continue to talk about the NCAA Final Four, now the national championship game coming up Monday in Houston. North Carolina Tar Heels will take on Villanova. Mike Solarte joins us, sports director Time Warner Cable. You may remember we get them on for the Carolina Panthers and now the North Carolina Tar Heels. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, I want to get an idea with this North Carolina team because, I mean, we've been watching them all year, and they're excellent, and they're deep. They played a team they beat twice during the regular season, but the key to them beating Syracuse, where did that lie?
Well, on Saturday night, it really manifested itself in the way that they were able to break the press. Break the zone, rather. Syracuse had been making a living with that 2-3 zone, and Carolina shot the ball horrifically from three-point range. They missed their first 12 three-pointers, but ended up finishing the game 4 of 17, so they made 4 of their last 5. They were able to just pound it inside, and they're big, their front court. I mean, Kennedy Meeks was outstanding in the first half and played a pretty good game. Bryce Johnson was Bryce Johnson, first-team All-American. Joel James had a couple of jump shots, for goodness sake, that you just don't count on. Justin Jackson is having a homecoming here in Houston. He had a dynamite game. If you put their long, athletic bigs in position to make plays, they're going to make plays. And even though they were missing all those threes, the front court did a great job of tapping the ball and keeping it alive with offensive boards. And I think in the end, it really just kind of wore down what Syracuse was trying to do because they never really got into a real good rhythm. They had a nice stretch where they cut the lead. They trimmed that double-digit lead down to 7. But then Carolina hit their first 3, made a double-digit lead again. And after that, they just kind of went about their business and settled in. So their front court was really the key, I thought. And it was they scored 83 points, and 50 of those came in the paint. So, I mean, that tells you an awful lot about how well those bigs played on Saturday night.
They did struggle from 3, as you mentioned. Are they normally a very good 3-point shooting team?
No, they're not great, but I mean they're not 0 for 12 bad. That was the thing. I mean they shoot about 34-36% on average, so they're not living and dying by the three. But like I said, they're not an 0-for-12 3-point shooting team. So that was a little strange to see that. But it seemed in the second half they just said, you know what, forget it. We're not even going to try to shoot a three. Let's just keep working it inside and good dribble penetration into that zone, into the teeth of the zone, getting guys to commit, and then making the smart play after that. Really paid off for them down the stretch.
Look at that first game with Villanova and Oklahoma, and I know a lot of people sort of checked out as Nova was rolling, and I couldn't stop watching it because I kept thinking to myself, how dominant is this game going to turn out to be? I was so impressed with Villanova. What did you see from the Wildcats that could give North Carolina some problems?
They made everything. I hate to break it down so simply, but I mean, they just made everything. Villanova missed 14 shots from the field. Okay? Oklahoma made 19. It was that kind of night. I forget the player, but a guy took a 3 and for Villanova, trying to lean in and draw the contact, didn't get the call, and it still swished in. It was an off-balance, ugly-looking shot that found its way to the bottom of the netting. And it was like, man, if that's going in, everything's going to go in. So they're impressive in terms of the way they obviously shoot the basketball. But they're also impressive in the fact that they're quick. That's a quick Villanova team. But the one thing that they've done all tournament long is they've been able to score the ball pretty well. And through their first 5 NCAA tournament games, they're beating opponents by 22 points. And that's with a 5-point win over Kansas, and then that 44-point dusting of Oklahoma. So, I mean, the 44 points certainly swelled that number. But you take that out, and they were still beating teams by 19 and 18. And so, I mean, they're playing some good basketball. And Jay Wright had the interesting comment today, or the very smart comment, I thought, where he said, he was asked about there not really being a dominant team in college basketball this year. And the reporter was absolutely right in that assessment, because there really wasn't one. But what we're seeing with Carolina and Villanova, those two playing in the championship on Monday, those two are clearly far and away the two best teams playing the best right now. And that's going to set up, I think it just sets up a dynamite game on Monday night.
Mike Solarte joins us, sports director, Time Warner Cable. I mean, all year, this has been a North Carolina team that's been on the high radar for people. Of course, it's North Carolina. When they have lost, have they been genuinely beaten, or do they beat themselves? How good and how complete is this Tar Heel team?
The answer to that is yes. I mean, the nights that they've lost, they've not played very well, but the opposition has played pretty well. You know, I'd have to really scour watching. I mean, I think the loss that maybe struck people, you know, caught people off guard early in the season was the Northern Iowa game. But sure enough, Northern Iowa ended up in the tournament, and they proved that they were no joke. That they got in, and they even won a game too. But you know, I think that when Carolina and Carolina in that game had a lead, a double digit lead too, which was a little bit shocking. But as the season has gone on, the losses have been fewer and far between. And it's because they've harnessed and developed that an ability to put teams away. Now, last year, the year before, when Carolina was up double digits and a team started to climb back into a game, they would, you know, more often than not, they would wilt and lose the game ultimately. But that characteristic has kind of been put away with this group because they've the last 3 weeks they've played some pretty darn good basketball. In Raleigh, the first weekend, they kind of sleptwalked through the first halves against Florida Gulf Coast and Providence, but there were no issues with the way that they played Indiana, Notre Dame, and Philadelphia, and the same could be said about Syracuse as well. Once they got their offense rolling, they got those bigs moving. They're just when they're rolling like this, they can beat a lot of teams, and I think if they're rolling like that, they'll beat Villanova tomorrow.
I keep asking people who cover North Carolina about the flaw that people say North Carolina has defensively is that they don't guard the perimeter very well. I'm wondering with Villanova, a team that can shoot the ball, is this something that, if I were to watch this game Monday night, is that something I need to keep an eye on, that perimeter defense against North Carolina, against what Villanova can do there?
I think right now the thing to watch with Carolina is their defense is as good as it's been all season long. You know, the knock that they maybe didn't guard the perimeter as well, that really hasn't been the case in this tournament. And I think that you have to make the distinction because earlier in the season when they were finding their way, and still they were a top 10 team, I think, all year. Maybe they dipped to 11 or something like that. But I think if you look at the way that they played early in the year, yeah, it might have been a concern. Over the last five games of this tournament, and even go back to the ACC tournament in Washington, D.C., no teams really lift them up from deep. And Villanova's got a basket full of shooters, man. They can shoot the rock. But Carolina's defense has done a really, really nice job in defending those three-point shooters. They've done a good job in all spots on the floor defensively. I mean, it's kind of bad for me to point out one area that they've really done well because their team defense has been very, very good since the ACC tournament.
I like to humanize some things when I talk to you guys that know these teams really well and get off the X's and O's of the game for a second. I saw Marcus Page at senior night give this really warm talk about Roy Williams. How do his players react to him? Because I thought that was one of the more touching moments I've seen a player-to-coach relationship.
In the years that I've covered Roy, this is the loosest bunch I've ever seen. I mean, Theo Pinson comes up to the podium today during the interviews and, you know, kind of leans over and kind of photobombs Roy. And Roy notices somebody's there and he turns and he laughs. And next thing he looks back at the media and says, "This is Roy Jr. over here." You know, he calls his guys knuckleheads because they clown around. This group, win or lose on Monday, they'll obviously never forget being at the Final Four in the national championship game. But overall, this group will never forget playing for Roy Williams.
Mike Solarte again, sports director, Time Warner Cable on the North Carolina Tar Heels. We'll take on Villanova on Monday night at NRG Stadium. Great talking to you, Mike, as always. Appreciate it, my friend.
Anytime. Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, again, Mike Solarte, Time Warner Cable out in Charlotte on North Carolina. Tony D, Yahoo Sports Radio, coming up. We'll talk a little NFL. Are the Broncos going to get Colin Kaepernick? Is that the right move? I'll tell you why it is next. Yahoo Sports Radio.